Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
A very public row has broken out between the contractors behind the National Children's Hospital and the body set up to oversee the development of the hospital. The disagreement between BAM and the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board just makes this another episode in a long saga of Ireland's inability to get capital projects over the line. Delighted to be joined by Cormac Lucy, he's an economist and columnist with the Sunday Times, to discuss this sorry saga. Good morning to you. How are you? How are you doing, Cormac?
Pretty good, thanks, Bobby.
In terms, there's been a lot of talk around the management of projects, be they bicycle sheds, security huts in Dáil Éireann, but this National Children's Hospital, the numbers here are staggering. Cormac, we've got a project that's probably over a decade late. It was due to cost 600 million. Latest estimates are saying it's 2.2 billion. We've had 14 different opening dates. And now we've this very public row between the contractor and the government about essentially playing the blame game. What's your analysis of this?
I think there are two big trends that are leading to increased problems with large capital projects like this. One is greater legal and planning complexity. So just on Wednesday in Shannon, the final stage of the new Planning and Development Act was passed. 756 pages. Now, whatever the answer to our housing problem is, I can't see it being a 756-page piece of legislation that just adds to complexity and makes things more difficult. And then I think the second problem that is contributing to particularly difficulties in public sector projects is a lack of incentives to get for good performance in the public sector and a lack of disincentives for bad performance. And very frequently, mediocrity is the result.
Yeah. So really what you're saying is, you know, there's no one really in charge. And if a project fails, nobody is accountable. But if it's successful, and often, you know, capital projects can come in on time, they can come in under budget. We don't believe in the kind of incentive-led model. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, frequently the system is designed to avoid responsibility. So we have the health services executive. We used to have health managed by the Department of Health. I don't see that there was any significant improvement in the administration of health services by setting up a standalone health services executive. Unlike my former colleagues in Fine Gael, I don't see that the delivery of infrastructure projects will be improved by creating a standalone government department of infrastructure. It's really incentives that matter, not so much structures. And I think the problem is, you know, when Micheál Martin was assured towards the end of November 2022 that the National Children's Hospital was 80% complete, he decided to associate himself with this good news. And he went out and he planted a tree at the National Children's Hospital. But now we're nearly 2 years on, and the eventual opening date for the National Children's Hospital has been pushed out towards 2026. And what was supposed to have been a 650 million project at the start has now ballooned out to a 2.25 billion project. And nobody is being held responsible. Nobody will be held to account. It's like the Doyle bicycle shelter. This is another problem. And just this week, somebody that I worked with together with your brother David in Barlow, the old radiator company, Jim Minturn, he was appointed the new incoming chief executive of CRH. And if you're in the private sector, it's all about incentive, it's all about performance measurement, and people prosper or die in career terms based on performance. And if we have an absolute absence of incentives, both for good performance and for negative performance in the public sector, can we be surprised if we have so many problems there?
Yeah. And we also have very short memories, Cormac. Again, I think of two projects local to me, the Dunleary Library, the Dunleary Baths. One was 50 million, the other was 25. And once they're built, we kind of forget about how much they cost.
Yeah, and I think there's another factor at play here, Bobby, and that is there's a greater emphasis placed in public life today on communications than on delivery. So I found it amusing to read in the UK that Laura Kunzberg, the BBC's excellent political editor, she's paid £325,000 a year. Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, is paid just £160,000. So it's no wonder he's got to get gifts to put clothes on his wife. So we're valuing communications above delivery. And so is it, you know, should we be surprised if we've got very plausible, fluent, cogent reasons for non-delivery if we're valuing communications above simple delivery?
Yeah. Is anything going to change, Cormac?
Nothing is going to change until somebody bites the bullet and exceptionally rewards strong performance. You know, if a new government came in and said, we need 100,000 houses built a year, we're setting up an authority to make this happen, there are going to be 10 people on it, every year they achieve that target, they're going to get a 1 million tax-free bonus.
We'll leave on that positive note, Cormac. Thank you very much for joining us.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.